The guard opened the door to the cell and grinned at Fallon.
Welcome home.
No snakes?
I wouldn't say that. Get in.
Fallon slid through the narrow opening and stepped to his right as Pinky followed. The first thing Fallon did was crush a Black Widow spider with the toe of his boot.
Better than a couple of rattlesnakes.
The slop bucket in the corner was filled to the point that one more bowel or bladder movement would have the contents seeping over the top. Narrow bunks crisscrossed the rooms in pairs, and Pinky had already taken the top one nearest the door. A cell this size could hold two prisoners in conditions that were, if not comfortable, at least tolerable. This one had beds for six. Two bunks were empty, however. He saw a few beetles, but no more spiders. He didn't see any scorpions either.
Here's your bunk, Fulton.
Pinky pointed to the bedding to Fallon's right. It was one sheet over some straw on the floor.
I wonder if there are bed bugs in here. Guess I'll know in the morning.
Pinky and the two other top bunks at least had mattresses, which might have been stuffed with straw, but at least the canvas would keep the straw from spreading or being covered with excrement.
Boys, meet the fresh fish, our new bunkie.
No one paid any attention.
He's a fish who tried to make Alan eat the rattlers he tossed into the dark cell last night.
Now the men, all but one, raised their heads.
Hank Fulton, this be the preacher.
Preacher Lang needed no introduction. Fallon had seen the wanted posters on him in Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. His long, dark hair was cropped short, but the mustache and beard remained thick. His nose was long and crooked, and a deep scar ran from his left eyebrow and across his cheek to the ear. His eyes were as black as his soul. According to the wanted posters, Preacher Lang had killed 12 women and 15 men.
He's doing 15 years for manslaughter.
Woman slaughter.
This comment came from the Mexican in the bottom bunk next to Fallon.
She was no woman. She was a demon. Sorceress. A left hand of Satan.
Left?
Yes, for I am the right. The right hand of our God, Jehovah. The right hand of Lucifer as well.
New Mexico territory wants a preacher too. So does six or seven other states. But Arizona got him first, and they ain't doing no extraditing until he finishes his sentence here.
That'll be the day.
Shut up.
Preacher Lang nodded at Fallon and went back to reading his Bible. Pinky looked down at the Mexican, who grinned and made a mocking wave of his right hand at Fallon.
Señor, I am Yaki Mendoza, at your service, for a price that you might not be able to afford.
He sank his head back on his clasped hands and stared at the ceiling.
Mendoza has only 30 days left, then he gets out.
Lucky.
Jódete! You laugh again and you will awaken to find a tarantula in your mouth.
Is that supposed to scare me, Mex?
He gets out when they hang him for killing two men in Flagstaff.
They were not men. They were pigs.
Fallon waited for Pinky to introduce the last of the inmates, but instead the old man nodded at the bunk.
Might as well lie down and rest. You gots to be sore after the beating you took, and I doubt if you slept real good last night in the dark cell.
Fallon waited and studied the last man.
No need to get to know me, boy. They hang me in 6 days.
Pinky and the Mexican snored. The preacher talked fire and brimstone in his sleep. The doomed man, whose name Fallon did not know, twisted and turned and kicked, raining straw and dust toward the floor. Somewhere beyond the walls, coyotes sang. A train whistle blew in the night, and Fallon agreed. The railroad must have laid its tracks close to the prison walls to torture the inmates. He heard the footsteps and smelled the cigar smoke before the door to the cell rattled and swung open.
Up, Fulton. Boss man wants to see you.
Fallon sat up and saw the lantern that Alan held at his side. He knew Pinky and the other inmates were awake, even though the preacher pretended to be snoring. It had to be 2 in the morning. Fallon didn't think Superintendent Gruber wanted to see anyone at this hour.
Either you come, bucko, or I drag you out.
Fallon pulled on his shoes and found his hat. He rose, dodging the other bunks and arms, and careful not to come close to the slop bucket, and slid through the open door.
This way.
The superintendent's home was, naturally, outside the whitewashed walls, through the sally port and close to the Colorado River. Fallon had seen that on his way inside the hellhole. Fallon was leading him in the opposite direction, to the south wall.
Am I going to the snake den?
Right.
Fallon moved east, between the wall and the line of other rock-walled cells. Fallon glanced at the guard towers. He saw no signs of movement, no glows from cigarettes. Alan had likely arranged that both guards take a break for a spell. Yellow light shone through the cell at the end of this block. Fallon tried to remember when he had heard music inside a prison, except during Sunday church services.
Stop.
Fallon stood in front of the light-filled cell.
Inside, Fulton.
Fallon saw the figure of a man in prison clothes, bending over a table, fumbling with the cylinder while puffing on a fat cigar. Fallon saw the greasy black hair, long, past the shirt's collar. His shoes were not what any of the other prisoners wore, but fancy hand-tooled black boots with long mule ear pulls that were inlaid with red and gold crosses. The man gave up on the box and turned around. He removed the cigar and studied Fallon up and down, then glanced at Alan.
Wait here. This won't take long.
He looked back at Fallon.
Do you know who I am?
Monk Quinn almost looked like a Mexican, with long dark hair and a face bronzed a deep brown. Yet his eyes were a deep dark green. His shirt and pants were Yuma Territorial prison regulation.
You're the boss man.
Fallon hooked his thumb back at Alan.
At least, that's what he calls you.
The man pitched his cigar into the slop bucket in the corner. It appeared that his bucket got emptied on a regular basis.
I'm Moses Quinn. Call me Monk. And you're the man who isn't afraid of rattlesnakes.
Fallon wet his lips, trying to figure out why he would be brought to Quinn's cell in the middle of the night after being in Yuma for all of 2 days. He was supposed to get close to the man, but it was happening too fast.
How do you figure I'm not afraid of snakes?
You killed two.
Maybe I got lucky.
Maybe. But to kill two rattlesnakes in the snake den tells me that you know how to handle yourself with snakes.
So, he's scared of snakes. Good to know. I've killed snakes before. I'll kill them again. So, you're right. I'm not afraid of rattlesnakes.
Nor am I.
I killed those two snakes because I want to get out of the hellhole.
Don't we all? But how did you manage it? In the dark. In the snake den.
Killing snakes is my specialty.
Take him away.
Fallon turned to go.
Is Hank Fulton your real name?
It's a name.
Ever been in Arizona before?
First time.
He stepped through the door.
Lights go out in 10 minutes, Monk. They'll be back from the break spot then.
Fallon started back down the corridor.
Hey, Fulton.
Fallon stopped, but did not turn back.
You want to see how men get out of Yuma? Be near the sally port around noon on Thursday. Sleep well, amigo. And watch for snakes.